Menachos Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav 7-6, the last of the Perek, and in the previous Mishnah we had said that if one's going to bring a toda, he has to bring it, and he takes an obligation to do so. So since it's an obligation, now he must use his private funds, not Maaser Sheni funds. So the Mishnah here is going to give the basic source for that. It's basically a drasha, so it's not going to be logically compelling, so to speak. It's just, this is the source exegetically. The source for that is based on the following, says the Mishnah. Minayin la'omer harealai toda. How do you know that a person who takes an obligation to bring a toda, shlo yavi ele min achulin, that he must use money from his own pocket, he can't use Maaser Sheni money, shneamar. So the starting point is that the pasuk says, this is the pasuk in Devarim, tezayin, pasuk base, v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha, you will offer the Pesach sacrifice to Hashem your God, and then it appends the words tzon uvakar. Now tzon means goats and sheep, and bakar means cows. Now, in fact, those only options for korbanos zevach must be their cow, goat, or sheep. That's fine. But these words are totally miutar, like what they do in the pasuk. And worse than just like not necessary, it's clearly not talking about a korban pesach, because the korban pesach is specifically brought from a goat or sheep. That's the pasuk itself says, Shmos Yud Beis pasuk hey, min ha-kvasim u-min ha-izim tikachu. You may take it only from the goats and sheep. Actually, sheep and goats. So, therefore, this is extra. What's it doing? So, as the Mishnah is going to say, it's connecting other obligatory korbanos, like the Korban Pesach, to the Korban Pesach, just as the Korban Pesach, and this is not explicit in the Mishnah at all, but this is how the Gemara explains it, just the Korban Pesach has to be brought from your own private funds, not from Maaser Sheni funds. And how do we know that? Because the original Pesach back in Mitzrayim is the paradigm, and there was no Maaser Sheni at that point at all. There wasn't a thing yet, Torah hadn't been given. So that's for sure from your own pocket. And we learn that the rules for the subsequent Pesachim afterwards follow the Pesach Mitzrayim. So the Pesach, since the, just like the Pesach Ladoros, the every year is Pesach, has to be purchased from your personal funds, chulin, paralleling what happened back in the Pesach Mitzrayim, and the pasuk here is telling you that tzonu bakar, animals that are brought as tzonu bakar, meaning korbanos, voluntary korbanos, that you've now taken as an obligation upon yourself. Once they're an obligation, like a toda could be a cow or goat or sheep, and a shlam could be cow or goat or sheep, and an ola could be cow or goat or sheep, but if you're going to bring them and you take an obligation, making it like a Pesach obligatory, you must pay out of your own pocket. That's what the That's where this is getting to. So again, the Mishnah says now inside, one more time. The Pasuk says, V'zavachta Pesach L'Shem Elokecha, Tzon U'Bakar, says the Mishnah, V'halo, Ein Pesach Ba'ele Min HaKvasim Min HaIzim. The only options for bringing a Korban Pesach is as a goat or a sheep. Why did it mention Bakar? Imkein Lama Ne'amar Tzon U'Vakar. Why did it mention the cattle as well? El Lahakish Kol Haba Min HaBakar U'Min HaTzon LePesach. It's to make a hekesh, to connect you any korban that comes from cows, goats, or sheep in an obligatory way. They're like a korban pesach. How are they like a korban pesach? Maha pesach shehu ba b'chova. When it comes to the korban pesach, there's no such thing as a voluntary pesach. It's always brought only in the context of chova, of obligation. Eno ba ele min achulin. And it has to come, when it has to pay for it out of his own pocket to purchase his Korban Pesach. He can't use Maaser Sheni money. Av kol davar shu ba b'chova. So to any Korban that's being brought in the context of an obligation, because he said, Harei Alai, lo yavo ela min hachulin. It must be paid for out of his own pocket. He can't use Maaser Sheni money. Lefikach, and therefore, ha'omer harei alai toda. If one says, I'm committing to bring a toda, harei alai shlamim, or he brings committed upon himself to bring a shlamim, now they're no longer voluntary. A person could volunteer to bring a shlam or a toda. Once he makes it an obligation, lo yavo ele min achulin, he must pay for it out of his own pocket. And that's that. Let me just speak on something, kind of make sure it's clear. This is because you're saying hooray Allah. You're saying, I am obliging myself to bring this korban. No doubt about it, a person could use harei zu, it's not an obligation anymore in himself. So meaning, a person could take Maaser Sheni money, purchase a sheep or a goat or a cow, and then say harei zu toda, or harei zu shlamim. And that would be fine. So now you have a shlamim or a total that's coming from money that was coming from was purchased with money that came from Maaser Sheni. But that's okay because it's not coming as an obligation. Okay? Now, the last sentence is a different point. Our mission, the previous mission had said, if a person says, I'm committing to bring my toda and its accompanying breads with Maaser money, then okay, that was his obligation, he can bring it with Maaser money. If he says, however, I'm bringing my toda and its accompanying breads, and also its accompanying nesachim, because a toda like a shlamim has the nesachim, the accompanying wine libation and meal offering, and he says, I'm bringing those with Maaser Sheni money, too bad, it doesn't work. He would have to still, he could bring his toda and his breads with the Maaser Sheni money purchases, but he still must use his own pocket, chulin money, to purchase the flour, oil, and wine that goes for the nesachim, the accompanying libation, etc. Now, why is that? Because if you recall what I said in the previous Mishnah, the scope of permissibility of what you can do with Maaser Sheni money essentially is just to buy things you consume directly, like basically things you eat. So you can't pay your hotel bill when you go to Yerushalayim with your Maaser Sheni money, and you can't buy nesachim, because what do you do with nesachim? You burden on the mizbeach, if you're talking about the mincha, minchas nesachim, or you pour it down the hole at the top of the mizbeach there and into the shisin, down the mizbeach, and you don't eat it. So since nesachim are not eaten by people, by the person, by the bialim, he cannot use his Maaser Sheni money for it. That's what the Mishnah says here. It says, v'nesachim b'chol makom, at all events, no matter what you say in terms of your obligation, you'll always have to bring the nesachim, lo yavo ela minachulin, only from your own personal funds and never from Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Sheni can't be used to purchase things that you don't eat.